It's great. I mean, the Saints coming here, new competition, new guys, new looks. You get to pick up the speed more. It's just the intensity. You go against the same guys 2 weeks straight against your teammates and all, so it's always great to get a new look. So it was very competitive out there today, and I believe we got so much out of it. Myself, I felt like I got a lot out of it too. And it's just awesome going out there competing, feeling what you got versus other guys in the league. And overall, I think it's a great concept practicing a little bit in the preseason versus other players.
Can you get something out of even watching a guy like Jimmy Graham up close?
Oh, yeah, definitely. That's another thing, too. I mean, there's so many great tight ends in this league, and I'm basically on every team, and you're watching them play. You're watching them get open. Jimmy Graham's a great tight end. Just watching him, what he does, how he gets open, you can always use other people's aspects of their game and bring them to your game to help you out.
You wouldn't change your spike to a dunk, would you?
Nah.
You said he trained with you a little bit before the combine?
Yes. That was back before we were going into our rookie year. We trained two times together down in Florida with Pete Bomarito down there for the combine.
Have you guys had a chance to pick each other's brain at all and just kind of talk about the game and the position?
No, not really. I didn't get to talk to him today. We were out busy just practicing, going at it, everyone during the drills and everything. So possibly tomorrow it would be cool to catch up with him.
Given what your summer has been like, the well-publicized summer and everything else in the rehab, how anxious are you for Thursday to finally get into a game and show yourself that you're ready to go?
I've been anxious to start football at all times, and it's great being back in camp, bringing another team in the Saints. Great to go against new competition. Had a blast out there today. I mean, our fans were unbelievable. I mean, that thing was sold out today for practice, and it's just a great honor to go out there, go full speed versus other players, and always excited, even if it's a preseason game, excited for Thursday night, and got one more practice tomorrow, and then it's game time on Thursday, and excited for both.
What's the difference between today and tomorrow, practicing against the team and then playing in the
preseason? Today we were full go. I mean, full intensity. And I mean, it's a practice day. There's really no difference. You're always mentally prepared at all times, no matter what. I mean, maybe the physical part maybe might go down a little bit tomorrow because it's the day before the game. You want to be well rested. But other than that, your mentality, your mental reps, all 100%. And it all depends on up to the coaches going into tomorrow, how they want practice, how physical they want it.
Rob, you mentioned the crowd being unbelievable. How does their presence, the numbers that are out there in the crowd, change the dynamic out on the field?
Yeah, I mean, it's crazy. I mean, I've been talking to some other people around the league, and they're only getting like a couple thousand fans, a couple hundred fans of practice. I mean, that was like probably like 16,000. Could have probably had a lot more. Fans are unbelievable. They're doing a great job coming out, supporting us, and we can't thank them enough. I mean, they give you the extra energy boost going in. I mean, when you're kind of just lousy that for a moment, I mean, they get loud, they get excited, and get you going too. So it's always great to have them out there. Always show up, always make some noise. Sometimes unnecessary, sometimes necessary. It's all funny, and they get you going, and it's awesome to have them out here.
Do you feel like you're 100% physically? You're still striving to get percentages to get to 100%?
This camp, and if you have off-season surgery or you don't have off-season surgery, you're going into camp the first week. I would never say you're 100% ready to go, because that's what whole camp's for, to get your body back in the football shape, to get you ready to go. And I mean, we're a couple weeks deep down into it, feeling good, feeling great, taking every rep out there they asked me to take, doing my job they asked me to do, trying to perform my best, and everything's going well, and just ready for the next day to go 100% too.
Rob, how do you guys think that you did offensively today? It didn't seem quite as crisp as we've seen so far in camp.
Well, it's great going versus another defense, another look, and the other players to understand their concept, to see what you have against other teams in the league. And, I mean, I felt like we got a lot out of it. I mean, you can go in, definitely make some corrections, starting with myself. Definitely can make some corrections in the passing game, run game, and so overall, I believe we got a lot out of it, and we can definitely come in and definitely improve.
Gronk, you said you haven't had a chance to talk to Jimmy Graham at all, but is there a competition there between you guys?
There's really no competition. I mean, he's a great player, and that's why every team has the position at a tight end, and he's a great player. He's a great guy that you can put the film on and see what he's doing to get open, because he's doing a great job at it, and you can learn from him. You can learn from other tight ends in the league, because they're doing such a great job, and you want to take their concepts too and add it to your game.
What are some of the things you've been able to pick up from him? separation.
His speed, his separation, yes, definitely. And he's good at the long ball, how he goes up and grabs it in the air. I mean, he used to be a basketball player, so it's kind of cool to see him go up. He grabs the ball at the highest point. That's something you always want to do when the ball's coming at you.
Hey,
Grunt.
Get a chance to...
last one, and we got to get rolling.
Yeah, I'll make it fast, though. Did you get a chance to check out some of the Olympic action?
Yeah, yeah.
What about the gymnastics? Local girl Allie Raisman won a gold and a bronze medal today.
Yeah, definitely. I mean, local talent around here in Massachusetts. I mean, this feels like basically like my home now, so that's a great job to see that. It's always cool to, you put on the Olympics. It's a great time of the year because you always have something to watch on TV, especially if you're a sports fan. And seeing all the other kind of sports like gymnastics, track, I mean, it's unbelievable to turn on the TV and see these elite athletes just go at it full speed.